Magpie Murders, written by Anthony Horowitz.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Crouch End, London. A bottle of wine, a family-sized packet of nacho cheese-flavoured tortilla chips, and a jar of hot salsa dip. A packet of cigarettes on the side. I know. The rain hammering against the windows, and a book. What could have been lovelier? Magpie Murders was number 9 in the much-loved and world-best-selling Atticus Punt series. When I first opened it, on that wet August evening, it existed only as a typescript, and it would be my job to edit it before it was published. First, I intended to enjoy it. I remember going straight into the kitchen when I came in, plucking a few things out of the fridge and putting everything on a tray. I undressed, leaving my clothes where they fell. The whole flat was a tip anyway. I showered, dried, and put on a giant Maisie Mouse t-shirt that someone had given me at the Bologna Book Fair. It was too early to get into bed, but I was going to read the book lying on top of it, the sheets still crumpled and unmade from the night before. I don't always live like this, but my boyfriend had been away for 6 weeks, and while I was on my own, I deliberately allowed standards to slip. There's something quite comforting about mess, especially when there's no one else there to complain. Actually, I hate that word, boyfriend, especially when it's used to describe a 52-year-old twice-divorced man. The trouble is, the English language...